You've been listening to Spotlight on Radio Bucky.
Spotlight here in Waterstones with Alex Gray, following on from last night's book talk. Alex, you did very well with your book talk last night.
Thank
Brilliant
you.
Turnout. A couple of questions that our listeners have sent in for you. Now, last night you spoke about bringing Lorimer and the team to life. If you had to pick three Scottish actors to play the leads, who would they be?
Well, Gerard Butler, obviously, because he's got the height, he's got the rugged good looks that Lorimer has, and he's a local boy. He's not so very far, and I think he would make a great fist of being Lorimer. Whether he would want to play Lorimer or not, I don't know, but I think it would be a nice attempt from Hollywood. Now, hard to think of any other actors. I've never really thought about the other characters being portrayed, and I'm flummoxed at that one.
But obviously Lorimer is the key priority.
Lorimer is the key priority. So yes, Jerry Butler would be the person, I think. I would need to really put my mind to who would play Solly and Rosie and Maggie. That's a hard one. Yeah.
Oh, welcome
Leave
back.
That with me.
Let the grey cells go further.
Indeed,
definitely.
Yeah.
So, you're in the middle working on book 14.
Yes.
Is there a possibility maybe book 15 could be involving likes of the Bothian Portsoy or somewhere up here?
I think I could be tempted to this neck of the woods. I definitely think I could. Since the Police Scotland came into being, it means that senior officers like Lorimer can actually travel anywhere at all in mm-hmm. the country. And I'm very tempted to come back to this neck of the woods. Maybe Invernessshire, Moray, Aberdeenshire. We'll see. I wouldn't want to step on any toes like my pal Stuart McBride or other folk like that. But yes, there's so many nice places here. And maybe a week in Moniac Vore, just writing away like nothing on earth. And a body in the mountains. Who knows? Yes, I could definitely be tempted.
Oh, well, that's food for thought for you then. Well, thank you very much for coming back to visit us at Radio Bucky. And thank you for a fantastic book talk last night.
Thank you very much, and happy reading to all your listeners.
Thanks.
This is Spotlight, coming to you tonight from Radio Bucky.
Well, here's a familiar face returning to Radio Bucky. Say the Sheridan after your book talk. How are you? Well, it's lovely to see you. It's nice to be back. So, since the last time we met, we were at a vintage tea party. What's happened since? Well, the big news is STV Productions made a film in the middle of the stress, so they're now developing for television, so that's really exciting. So that's been a really big news, but we've also started a new publisher with Mirabelle's as well, so it's been quite a big year for Mirabelle. And the books are coming out in the States starting in March this year too, so 2016 is going to be kind of quite an exciting year to see what happens. Brilliant, so any more inspirations from vintage tea parties? Vintage tea parties. I think you know this. Yeah, I love vintage tea parties. I mean, I love the way that, like, sometimes people dress up. So you go somewhere and you feel like you're actually somewhere quite posh, and you just really want to do something. It's a real occasion. I so enjoy them. I like it when they have little teacups as well. They are much posher than mugs. Yeah, I have to say, you were very much spoiled up down in Portsoy last year. I was totally spoiled in Portsoy. With the cake, especially. Do you think you'll be going back to Portsoy this year?
We put a festival like Portsoy, they like to have different people all the time, so we're going to go on some of the festivals. So I tend to kind of do smaller big festivals maybe every 3 or 4 years. I come back up here in Flash, I love it up here, so it's a nice good train journey as well. But it's going to be snowing today, I'm on the rallies, as you can see. But now I've got up here in the streets of Montage, so I'll have to come back another day to get the snow space.
I'm sure you won't miss that much. I can assure you.
I'm used to it. I'm a lowlander, so the snow is exciting.
Yeah, very much. I am very much used to it. Anyway, on a more positive note, then, I remember the last time we spoke, we were talking about the possibility of you maybe writing a little story for us at Radio Bucky. Is that still a yes?
Remember this? I don't know. You never emailed me about this. Yeah, if you put it on my desk, I'll do my best. I certainly write you a little something.
Nice short story, but quite funny actually.
I think I'm not very good at short stories. I think I'm better at the articles. Maybe a the article might be better. You know, ask is quite a lot. I mean, how to condemn 80,000 words in a novel to a nice short story is a whole different kind of skill. So, yeah, I find that quite difficult.
Okay, well, I hope you have a safe train journey home, and have you got any future book events up this way?
Haven't actually, because we've just changed over the publishers. We've cleared the slates on book events to have books to sell, because there's a kind of new man's land period in between the two publishers, so I have to get booking for the HMV year that we've got to pick up, but it's one of your lovely book festivals up here this year.
Hopefully that might be the Spirit of Money Book Festival we speak of, Susan.
What's the Spirit of Money Book Festival?
Actually hosted in the Elgin Library, so you might have to sweet talk Susan when you're heading by to Elgin.
Leave this to me, I'll do it in the car on the way back to the station.
So we may see you there. Well, it's been lovely talking to you again, Sarah, and we wish all the very best for 2016. We look forward to seeing the future from Minerva.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Spotlight on Radio Bucky. Thank you.